Republicans in Congress are closer than ever to passing a tax plan. As the debate rages in Washington, D.C., it can be hard to imagine how our community could be reshaped. Here's a story about what components of the tax overhaul could look like here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Washington, even though I don't have the fortune of being...
Senate Democrat Michael Bennett ardently opposes the Republican tax bills.
Coloradans need real tax reform, reform that will ease the burden on families and clean up special interest loopholes.
Bennett says he'll vote against the Senate bill. His reasons are strikingly similar to the reasons House Republican Scott Tipton gave in voting for the House bill, which passed 2 weeks ago. Tipton represents the Western Slope, where the House bill, he says, will, quote, deliver relief for families and job creators rather than preserve tax loopholes for special interests. If you're confused, economist Erwin Stelzer can help.
With any tax change, there are winners and losers. And you generally hear from the losers, and the winners try to hide.
Stelzer is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and also a columnist for the Weekly Standard, a conservative news magazine. He's clear on who wins and loses in the Republican tax plans.
The net effect is to help people with higher rather than lower incomes.
Because Stelzer lives part-time in Aspen, he has insight into what the Roaring Fork Valley could see if some of this ends up passing.
One of the winners are real estate developers who for a long time were threatened with a removal of their ability to deduct the interest on the big loans they always have.
Of course, deducting interest helps real estate developers, says Jim Light, who's been involved in the Valley's real estate business for decades. It would help anyone who's borrowed money, he says. Light also says real estate here would benefit from a clientele with even deeper pockets.
Tax breaks for the very affluent are going to be generally beneficial to the mid to upper valley real estate because who the buyers are.
On the bill's losing end are people with expensive medical bills. Again, economist Erwin Stelzer.
They're talking about losing parts of the medical expense deduction. And if that happens, I think that will affect, let's call it middle-income people.
This is in the House version of the bill, not the Senate's. That could change, of course. Also on the topic of health care, Senate Republicans hope to repeal what's called the individual mandate. This is the Obamacare law, basically demanding
thou shalt buy health insurance
or pay a tax penalty. Ross Brooks is the CEO of Mountain Family Health Centers, which serves around 19,000 patients in the Roaring Fork and Eagle River Valleys.
Providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care.
Patients are typically low income, half are Latino. Brooks fears that if people aren't required to buy health insurance, the younger and healthier won't, leaving the older, sicker people paying much higher costs.
We'll see more and more uninsured in our communities.
About a third of Mountain Family's patients are already uninsured. Adding more could force them to trim services. One more loser on the tax bill, says economist Erwin Stelzer, are the people who have to pay for it, young people.
We are going to add to the national debt somewhere between $1.5 and $2.2 trillion in the next 10 years because of these tax cuts, if the economy doesn't, you know, boom as the Trump people say it will.
To assuage these kinds of fears, some Senate Republicans are advocating automatic tax increases should the deficit grow too quickly going forward. If the Senate is able to pass its own tax bill, they'll take their version to the House. The two chambers will go back and forth until they reach an agreement, which would end up on President Trump's desk, ready to be signed into law. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.